This is Vern Casper. Party Line is put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Can't touch this. That could have been doing some sampling there, because that sure sounded like you can't touch this. And then I look, and it's Rick James, Super Freak. Oh well. Regardless, if you're a super freak or you don't want to touch it. It's Tuesday morning on Party Line. Jan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Always good to be with you. And especially on a beautiful day. And it's in June. And we are moving right along with this 2026. Hard to believe. We're in the middle of this year. Crazy, crazy time. We got a pretty good show today. We've got coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Tom Jameson. A little different situation. We're going to do something starting today. We're going to take a portion of our show, and we're going to lead up to the 4th of July, to the America's 250th birthday. We're going to be talking America. We're going to be talking about the history of America, and maybe even some things we didn't necessarily learn in history. Some kind of obscure type stuff of history. So we're going to be talking about that 250 years of this great country. We're going to be leading that up each Tuesday and Thursday. Hopefully have some special guests. We're going to be talking a variety of different things. So all that in this. And then we're kind of changing the Party Line show up here a little bit as well, coming up very soon. So until then, we also got Rachel from the library. She's going to be calling us here, and we're going to be talking to her all things community library, Frankfort and Clinton County. And it is going to be really some good information. They got a lot of things going on, so we want to make sure they get everything in. Today's Party Line is sponsored by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7, welovebigdeals.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things, well, local and regional. WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties. Oh, Rick James just wants to keep coming back up. I don't know what I'm going to have to do with him. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. They're at our house tomorrow. Yeah, they're ripping it all off. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tending, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress. Talked to Mark yesterday. He's having a pretty good year. Go see him. And he's got the best prices. He is really making sure the prices are staying as low, even with the tariffs and everything. So go check out Lenin's. Avery, I just bought a washer and dryer from them. Excellent buy, and the service was even better. Jerry's Body Shop and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. All taking good care of you, bringing us the Party Line show and the Hoosierland TV broadcast as well. A couple of quick announcements before we bring Rachel on. The Frankfort Sewer Department will have Walsh Avenue closed between Barner Street and Green Street all day. Avoid that area. And then Frankfort Street Department will have the intersection of Wilshire and St. Mary's closed for the rest of the week. So those are two areas you want to avoid, if all possible. So, all right, let's talk library here. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they used to say on Mr. Rogers' show. So you can't beat it. It's going to be about 78, and it's only going to start warming up. We're going to get into the 80s. I'll do the forecast a little bit later, but yeah, we're talking nice weather for the rest of the week. So we'll take it.
It's the perfect week to start summer reading at the library.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's talk about that. So what's all behind summer reading? Because you don't want the kids to kind of just get lackadaisical and then lose the opportunity to fill their little brains. So what is summer reading?
So summer reading is such an exciting time, and it really, like, in the past was a time to prevent summer learning loss. So, you know, the kids during the months between the end of school and the start of school, there would always be that little bit of loss they would have from their learning, and they'd go back and have to learn things again. But now we do so much more than that. We also are just trying to spark a love of literacy, learning, and curiosity for all ages. So summer reading here is really for all ages. And we have all these different programs going on. We have special guests. We have a lot of... This community has really come together this year, and so we have a lot of sponsors, which has allowed us to be able to offer some of the best prizes we've ever had in years.
Well, it sounds so the kids get prizes for reading. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have prizes for kids through adults.
Oh, wow, even adult. Well, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
I can read.
Yeah.
Prize, so tell us a little bit more. It's open just to the Frankfort Library. Is it open to the other libraries in the county as well that are part of the system?
Yes, it's opened at all of our libraries: Rossville, Mulberry, Michigan Road, and the Frankfort Library. And it started yesterday, so anybody can come in and sign up. We have reading logs, so. We're challenging everybody in the county to count how many books we read. Any book counts, e-book, audio book. We'll even count a magazine. Anything
wow.
You read, we just want to count our reading. Last year, we read over 16,000 books. And so this year, we want to beat that because I'm really competitive.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fantastic. 16,000 books as a county.
Yes.
Wow, that's excellent. And those are what you could track, or those what
yes.
was recorded. Okay.
Right.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure there's folks reading even more than that, but that's a great way to it's a great way to stir the excitement of literacy and helping people recognize. And it's something else, Rachel. I think that is so important is reading. Being able to read left to right and, be able to see the letters that turn into words and that make statements and then, of course, paragraphs. But, to also be able to comprehend. I think the comprehension mm-hmm. is what is so key and what is so important. Comprehension is a big deal in any walk of life. I mean, I can read instructions of how to build a swing set, but if I don't comprehend it, I'm not going to build it very well.
Exactly. Right.
So this. Have you seen the opportunity? Have you seen the comprehension growing as people are reading? Have you seen? I'm sure you get to be around kids when they get that aha moment. Like, oh, I get this.
I do. The kid. We do let them write book reviews, and so the kids write us book reviews, and. So we do see some comprehension there because we see what they thought about the book. And I always enjoy getting those. We actually will be sharing some of the book reviews throughout the summer. So if you follow our social media, you'll see that on Sundays. But I especially like last year we had a book review come in, and this young reader was very honest. It said, "Did you enjoy the book, yes or no?" And he said, "No." And it said why he wrote, "It was very bad." So he was very honest about the book. I loved it. But But in the book reviews, I do see comprehension where they're explaining the books. I also see a lot of kids that come in and they talk to me about the books they read.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just, like, communicate. And just, the kids love to come tell me, of all ages. Just yesterday I had a lot of teenagers in here. They signed up for summer reading, and they were telling me what books they were reading and just really discussing them with me. And it was very good to see that they're doing more than just reading. They're really understanding what they're taking in. So that was very happy.
And at least the young man was honest about he didn't like the book. So
yeah, I loved it. I thought that was the cute. It was one of my favorite book reviews. I was like, well, I ordered that book. I'm not too sure about that one.
Yeah, say, okay, kid, keep your opinion to yourself next time. No, but at least, again, at least they are engaged in their reading. And you do form opinions. I mean, because I think it's opportunity to say, hey, you know what, that's just not my style. That's that. And then when you do find something that you really enjoy, I love history, and I love reading, especially sports history and sports personalities and things. And over the years, I used to read all about different sports figures in history, and I realized that after I was reading the Weekly Reader. You know, I don't know if you remember the Weekly Reader. You remember the Weekly?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably too young for that, but the Weekly Reader, we used to come to the school every, you'd get a Weekly Reader. It was a little magazine, and they would have like a little book review. Or they would have an area where you could order books, and it was always great. And I realized, I like the little kid. I read a couple, and I'm like, if this is reading, I don't. And then somebody turned me on to a book, and it was, one of the very first books that I read was about Bear Bryant of the University of Alabama. And I can't remember, I think it was called The Bear, maybe, but... anyway, but it was, and I was intrigued, and it was, then I was hooked, you know, after that. It was the way the style and everything else. But, okay, you got a lot more stuff going on than just books. You got the Garden Club is today, Frankfort Garden Club cooking class.
Yes, yes, Glenda Fry, and those are my favorite when she comes in and does those programs, because the whole library smells so good.
Yeah.
And you can still register for that program. She's going to be featuring traditional recipes, and it's going to take place in 219, but it looks like there is still space. There's currently one opening left to attend that program. So
and that's
6:30 tonight.
Yeah, 6:30. It's in room 219. Registration is required, but you say you've got a couple, maybe one spot left.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Glenda does great work, and so, yeah, any time that you can get the library smelling good, that's even a better, attraction. But the Garden Club cooking classes, Celebrate America 250 by learning traditional recipes, because you're going to be learning traditional recipes tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, traditional American recipes.
Like biscuits and gravy and hog jowls and fat and...
I think B's and G's are traditional Hoosier recipes, my guess.
I didn't know anything about B's and G's until I came to Indiana.
I've tried them in other states, and they don't make them right. It's only here that they make them correctly.
I would agree with that. That Indiana is the king of the B and G, because we had tomato gravy down in Louisiana. We made tomato gravy and rice, and so you'd pour. It was almost like a salsa type, but it was, you just poured that all over, you cooked some tomatoes, and you got that zesty taste, and then you put, some vegetables and whatever, and you put it right on rice. And so tomato gravy, but then I came up here, and they said, you're putting gravy on your biscuits, and you're eating it at 7 in the morning? What? Are you guys crazy? but then I got hooked. It was really good. So some traditional recipes. And then if, dining or eating is not your thing for today, you've got, starting yesterday, Sir Rex-a-Lot is in the house.
Oh, yes. We have a giant dinosaur to come meet. He's down in adult services, so come down and meet him. And we also have coming up in... at each of our locations, we are going to have Mark Lehman, the magician, and he will be back at each location.
Boy, Mark is still doing, he's still pulling the rabbit out of his hat. Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah. Mark has been around forever.
Oh, yeah, and he, I feel like your reference to Mr. Rogers goes perfectly with Mark Lehman, because he kind of reminds me of Mr. Rogers.
He does, he does remind me of Mr. Rogers as well. Great guy, and has done a lot to entertain kids over the years, and, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. No matter how many times I've seen the trick, there's always a kid that's going, wow, they're just, you know, their mouth's dropped. How did he do that, you know? So, it's a cool thing. So Adult Services Summer Reading mascot is Sir Rex-a-Lot. So that's going till to July 11th. You're pretty much through the summer you're going to be able to see that that display.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Summer Extravaganza. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. We're going to have the Summer Extravaganza again. That'll be a street fair in front of the library. We have different vendors that will be here telling about what services they offer during the summer. And then we will have food trucks as well. We'll have Gabba Tacos, the Treatmobile. We'll have Kona Ice. We'll have games. It'll just be a fun time.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's June 12th, 5 to 6 outside the library. So Kona Ice and some fun, fun stuff. So that's all going to be happening there on June 12th. And then the same day, starting at the same time but lasting a little longer, you got the genealogy workshop. And I've got to find some time to get, you know, my problem is finding time. But
oh, yeah, mine too.
Genealogy is, I really would love to be more a part of that and learning the history of your own family. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the genealogy workshop on June 12th.
First of all, we have, like, the best genealogist in, like, probably the world here.
Oh, yes,
with
she's
Jill
great.
Garrison.
Yes.
She is so intelligent. And I can't remember where it was I went, but it was like, not even in Clinton County. And they said they had come to our library, and they're like, that genealogist you have is so wonderful. And talking about Jill. And she really is amazing, and she just knows how to find things. And so she's really helpful. So if you just need to get started, she's going to be so helpful to help you know how to find your family. But when you go in and you come to the workshop, it's just like this really good time to just really focus on research. And it's a quiet time because the library isn't actually open. So it's a time where it's just genealogy going on. So there's not going to be disruptions. Then you're going to have all of the resources to use for free, including microfilm, Ancestry, Heritage, Quest, newspapers.com, which newspapers.com is so much fun. I researched my husband's name on newspapers.com and found some of the most interesting articles about his family. So it's really fun.
Well, it sounds like it could be also dangerous.
Yeah.
So what happens? You get to come, and you guys have already got subscriptions to Ancestry and newspaper.com, and people can actually take advantage of that without having to pay for the subscription, and they can come in and look things up.
Yes, for sure. And you can use that anytime for free at the library, and with a Frankfurt Library card, you have access to those things.
Wow.
So that's just another way that your library card saves you so much money.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't even realize that. So Genealogy Workshop, Friday, June 12th, 5 to 9, and it is a free event. Now, normal print, if you've got to print something, like you find something out about, like, your husband or your spouse, you're going to have to pay to print something out, but it'll be worth it if it's got all the goodies on him. So that'd be good.
Yeah.
The staff will be there. Of course, Jill Garrison will be there, and she is, like you said, she is a rock star when it comes to
the rock star genealogist.
Absolutely. And then we're going to move on this Saturday. No, not this Saturday. It'll be the following Saturday, June 13th. Music Bingo, and instead of Swifty, now you've moved into 80s edition of music. That's pretty good. That'll be fun.
Oh yeah, I want to play that one.
yeah. Did you grew up in the 80s, right? Didn't you grow up in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I listened to MTV. I was not allowed to listen to MTV, but I would go to my aunt's and watch it anyways.
Yeah, I was not. I was in a lot. Well, I was out of the house, so my mom didn't know that there was even an MTV that existed. But I watched several. I watched the very first show of MTV, the very first one, and they started out with a video that what was it? Video killed the radio star.
Yeah,
that was the first song played on MTV. So if anybody needs a trivia question on MTV, that was the very first song that was played. Video killed the radio star. But I don't even know who did it now. But yeah, the 80s. See, I just didn't think the music in the 80s was near as good as the music of the 70s. I'm sorry, I'm a little partial there. But
the 70s was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, the 70s had great music. I think I would even go to some of the 60s. But I really always loved the 70s music. Again, I'm more partial to that growing in my teen years there. But Music Bingo, explain it. So Music Bingo, the 80s edition, you like a song comes up, and if you've got it on your board, is that the key? Is that how you do it?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This should be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And then you got more dinosaurs on that same Saturday, June 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what is it about the dinosaurs? You guys are going dinosaur crazy.
Oh, right. It's dinosaur-themed summer reading, and our slogan is Unearth a Story. So everything is dinosaur-themed here this year.
Dinosaur sugar cookies. Now you're in my genre. Now,
right?
Now... You just made my dad. I'm all about dinosaurs now because now I can eat them. So, so what's about the sugar cookie? That's going to be just a fun time of fellowship, and you got the art room. You're going to be there at the art room, and registration is required.
Yes, and making sugar cookies.
Oh, going to make them.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah. We're also going to be at each location. There's the chance to build a volcano. For school-age kids, so this is one
now, wait,
that
wait,
I...
Wait a minute, is it going to be a working volcano?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
let me tell you.
I don't want to play with these fake volcanoes. I want it to be erupting, so...
These are epic volcanoes. Oh, okay. When I was a kid, my favorite science project was making a volcano.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Right?
I love that.
And so I talked our school-age educator into doing this, and so... These volcanoes are enormous.
Awesome.
And they're going to actually have, like, grass on them, and they're going to have dinosaurs and everything, and they will erupt. They're huge.
Now, the only better thing for that would be it would erupt with, like, ice cream or something like that. Or
yeah.
Sugar cookies or whatever the case. Anything sweet. But
yeah,
oh yeah,
they
remember.
Definitely don't want to eat this volcano.
Yeah. Well, I remember like you said in science class, we had a science teacher. He was kind of like the Bill Nye guy, the science guy. He was a crazy dude. I mean, this guy I know he was a mad scientist, but he would come in and he would create, I mean, we would do some of the craziest experiments. And he built this big volcano one time, and it was just amazing because we ended up having to take it out. So he said, "Nope, we're not gonna do it here. I need some football player guys. So you guys are gonna take it." And we loaded this thing up, put it outside, and he had a little wire bat. I mean, this thing blew up. I think he got in trouble with the school, but it was worth it. It was a lot of fun.
That does sound fun. We are going to kind of follow that cue, and our volcanoes are going to be weather permitting done outside.
Good idea.
They will definitely not be. They're going to be very messy.
Yeah, because our vacation Bible school this year at New Hope near the end of this month is called What a Mess. And believe me, our ladies are already very concerned about what's going to be transpiring at the church. So I told our children's director, you probably need to take that outside. He said, Yeah, of course. We would never do that inside. So we'll see. But okay, then you got watercolor pencil workshop. I did that for a little while. That was very relaxing. I enjoyed. And then the adult coloring lock-in. All that's coming up in near the end of June.
Yes, very relaxing and good for the soul.
You go explode a volcano, and then you do get your coloring book and relax.
Yeah.
and reflect upon the moment. So, it's really fun. And that's Wednesday, June 24th, is the watercolor pencil workshop with Janelle Driggs. Now, that's Dan. Is that Daniel's wife? Dan's wife?
His daughter.
His daughter. Yeah, okay, his daughter. That's right. So, yeah, they're very they're quite the artistic family. So, they're very good. That's at Art Room 204, ages 10 and older, for the watercolor pencil workshop. And then the adult coloring lock-in is Friday, June 26th. And snacks are going to be provided. That's even better. And and that's a lock-in. So that's, again, after hours. So you won't be disturbed.
Yeah.
And then the calligraphy. Tell me a little bit about that, because we don't even cursive write anymore. Now you're telling us we can get into calligraphy. That's another lost art.
It really is, and it will be a lot of fun to put into calendars and if you're scrapbooking and that kind of thing. To be able to know how to do that, or even for cards to send. I mean, that definitely is a lost art as well, sending birthday cards and stuff like that to people. But a handmade card with calligraphy is going to be a special treat that people will cherish.
Yeah, it is an art, and it's something that we don't want to lose the form. I'm a little partial about cursive writing. I think we should still be teaching that and still making sure that kids know how to sign their name instead of print
for
it.
For sure.
But,
and it is a good example of another way that you save a lot of money with your library card, because these kinds of things would cost, you know. Well, and honestly, you don't have to have a library card either to come to that. You just come.
Right. Well, there's so much going on, Rachel. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, how they can reach you if they have any questions about all these activities and so much more, because we didn't even hit on concerts and other things, civic theater and all that coming up. What's the best place to get a hold of you?
So visit our website at myfcpl.org or give us a call at 765-654-8746.
8746-654-8746. And they're always great to take good care of you, so make sure you give them a call, and you will not be disappointed. Hey, you're doing the Lord's work, Rachel. Keep it up. Appreciate keeping all the kids off the street and get them in volcanoing and dinosauring.
Yes.
And eating sugar cookies. That's fantastic. So
yes, come out to the library. Don't spend time in the street.
Amen. Amen. All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Rachel from the library joining us today. We always greatly appreciate her input, and so much stuff going on at the library. We're going to take a quick break, top of the hour. Coming back, I'm going to be talking a little bit about Sharp and a little bit about the Iron Block and Tom Jameson. But really, we're going to focus on this new series leading us up to the 4th of July. We're going to be taking a segment of the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, celebrating America and how we got here, why we're here, and maybe even talk about where we're headed. But it's all things America coming up here on Party Line.